About 70 residents attended the Recreation and Culture Town Hall meeting at the Collins Hall Wednesday evening to hear updates on various projects being undertaken by Elliott Lakes Recreation and Culture Department. The 1.5-hour meeting heard residents raise a number of questions ranging from concerns over the condition of a city dog park, an update on renovations to the former Reel 2 Reel movie theater downtown to a hub for artist studios, an update on ongoing repairs to the pool and programs the department is planning for the upcoming fall and winter season. Recreation and Culture Director, Carrie Kluke, said the department is interested in hearing suggestions from the public on possible programs and also noted city departments are in the process of drafting budgets for next year and with more information her department can best estimate what the budget will be. The questions were directed Kluke and Acting Director of Public Works Bill Golding. Golding, who is involved with the two major renovation projects, answered a majority of the questions. One issue that was raised was the current concerns over the closure of the Westview Park picnic shelter. Resident Steve Calverley raised the issue, which was brought to the department's attention within the past 2 days. In addition to providing shelter and a focal point for gatherings, this is a very recognizable and unique Elliott Lake landmark, he said of the shelter and the fencing that has been erected around it. Calverley said he hoped the public will be made aware of any city decision on the shelter. It's quite an unfortunate situation regarding the structure leaning to one side, Golding said in response. He said the shelter will require an inspection to determine what should be done to fix it. The question of when the pool might open also came up. Golding said the project attracted only one tender with a price that came in with an amount staff couldn't move forward with. The initial bid, after discussion with staff and the company, managed to draw the price down by $1 million from $3.7 million to $2.7 million. With a long list of work planned, the company estimates the pool could open in February next year. One resident asked whether the city would have difficulty getting lifeguards for the pool when it reopens. Kluke said the current lifeguarding staff will be taking on other jobs in the department to ensure they will be available to step into the position when the pool reopens. The resident emphasized the importance of having a pool for regular exercise and for attracting people to Elliott Lake to live. The pool also represents a revenue-generating source, said the resident. The pool was a very important part of our life, and with the senior population, it's not a once-a-month thing, it's 2 or 3 times a week, she said. The planned downtown arts center has also undergone a number of changes in the process of renovating the building into studios. When we put the project out to tender in December last year, we were as staff instructed to try and achieve the lowest price possible. We did that, we got a price and started on the project, Golding said. The changes presented to the council at its last meeting were to change the front facade of the building and ensure a water supply will be present in each of the studios. Council approved moving ahead with the proposed changes. Golding said the facility could open by November. On a question about plans for the Centennial Arena, Golding said the city is expecting an engineering inspection of the building to ensure it is safe for public use. Several residents raised concerns about issues they have raised with staff with nothing being done. A resident suggested if a person has a concern regarding public works, they should make a call to the public helpline rather than sending an email, because the response to a phone message is quicker. Kluke said her department wants to hear from the public with any suggestions regarding recreation and culture.